So if you're doing some service and that maybe attracts a wrong kind of attention, people start, you know, calling us proud, or people start becoming envious, or because of whatever kind of reason, if we feel that I should not do this service. See, the important thing is we have to connect with Krishna. Now, sometimes some services may be very high profile. And while doing those services, we may attract a bad kind of, a negative kind of attention from others. Then we can continue to do the service, but not do it in such a high profile way. You know, that means I will continue singing for Krishna, but maybe when there are big festivals, I'll choose not to sing. But it's not that I have to give up singing for that. Because if that is a talent which I have been given, I have to use it. But different people have different conceptions. And we can't be controlled by their conceptions entirely. At the same time, we have to be aware of them. We have to be cognizant. We have to be aware. Okay, this is how people are thinking. Then we can make sure that we don't aggravate people's misunderstanding. So if people are thinking I am proud because I am doing this, then what do? Then maybe I can do some other services which are seen as humble. Maybe I can clean the temple. Maybe I can serve prasadam. So if we are aware of how people are perceiving us, we can take some steps to correct those perceptions. But that doesn't mean I have to give up my service. We continue our service and we also work to change their perception as much as is possible. And over a period of time, people see. You know, it's ultimately how we conduct ourselves. You know, if we are always filled with ourselves, you know, they're saying in English, it is possible to be so filled with oneself as to be empty. So, you know, sometimes you meet some people and they just can't talk about anything except themselves. And afterwards, it just becomes so pointless. What is this? You don't feel like meeting those people also. So they're empty. So if somebody that is like that, then it's very obvious that the pride has come to them. But if you're not becoming like that, when we meet others, we talk about them, we talk about their service, we talk about their well-being, we talk about Krishna, then over a period of time, that perception can be corrected. We should not give up a service just because of negative perception by others. But we can adjust some other things by which we can do our part in correcting that perception.